Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Everyone on alert, please make, to the maximum extent you humanly can, make alternative plans for Monday right now.
Yeah, that's a familiar sound. Snow blowing, but you can't even keep up with it. It is a blizzard. I mean, talk about being pummeled. The East Coast is more than a nor'easter, whatever would be higher than that. I guess that's a nor'easter. But it is a full-on, full-fledged blizzard. If you are there, brr, I sympathize. I understand. I've been in a few of those, but it's been a long time. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, I am warm and feel very safe where I am. How about you? In your bubble. So let's talk about the snow first, and we'll dive into some COVID. And, of course, the snow is affecting some of these vaccine sites, the mega ones in New Jersey. They have six of them, and the governor there said, we got to shut all this stuff down. And it's just intensifying now through the night as this leaves my lips. You know, there's snow in the Midwest, too, as far south as Kentucky and Tennessee and the Great Smoky Mountains. They're getting hit, the upper Midwest, but not like the East Coast. I mean, the severity there is, it's they're talking about at this point in New York, it's becoming so intense, it's not out of the possibility of 2 feet of snow. You know, Interstate 95, rain, sleet mixed for a time, and that's the problem. So there's kind of a difference of snowfall in some areas of how much they'll get. But some of the places in eastern Pennsylvania, northern New Jersey, southeast New York, you know, they're easily talking about those two feet of snow and some a little bit less than that, but it's nasty. So Monday is going to be a no-go day, no dice. Forget about any jumping on any plane or any transit. Or if there is school, going to school, they've already been shut down for the most part. And then the areas with the high tides, there's a big concern about that along the New Jersey shore because of when the tides are and the timing of this storm. So there could also be all that coastal flooding just to add insult to injury and misery. In the Midwest, Chicago's airport, O'Hare Airport, 8.5 inches of snow early on Sunday afternoon. It was still falling, so they got some nasty stuff there for people listening to us in Wisconsin, especially Milwaukee, 0.5 foot of snow. And northern Indiana got that stuff, too. So, yeah, there's some snow going on, like 80 million people in the path of it. Snow is fun when you don't have to do anything. Snow is not so fun when you have to drive in it, when you have to shovel it, when you have to snow blow it. Snow blowing is great for a while, and then it's not so great. You know, it looks more fun than it is. It's one of those kind of things. It's like when I got a leaf blower, and as much as the leaf blowing annoys me because of the upside-down hours, and I would always live in places where I swear at 7 a.m. they would start to blow the leaves, and I thought, oh, I'm so easygoing, but I'm going to lose my mind because I'm not getting enough sleep. And I decided to join the brigade. Why don't I just blow the leaves? I can just blow the leaves. I'll just do it. And I thought it was just great. Go to Home Depot. Get a leaf blower. And it was really fun the first time. It wasn't so fun the second time. or the times after that, you know. It was okay. It wasn't fun. It looked fun, but it wasn't. So that's what I think about snow. Snow is cool when you're skiing in it, when you can enjoy it, but when you got to mess with it, dig things out, yeah, especially a blizzard, stuff you haven't seen in 10 years in some of the places I mentioned, in New Jersey, in Washington, all that whole I-95, then it gets to be I don't know, just not quite as fun when you have to deal with it in that sense of it. So COVID, where are we with COVID? And like I mentioned, some of those sites, of course, are being shut down for at least the day because people can't get to them. You know, we had the worst month ever. January was just absolutely the worst. It, 90,000 people died from COVID. And that was a number we didn't see numbers like that in the beginning of this thing in 2020. So for 2021 and for this whole start of this, it's been the worst. The total amount of deaths, 441,000 out of 26.2 million cases worldwide, 2.23 million in total cases, 103 million. So you've got delays for vaccine doses. You have 16 states where they still have doses they haven't given out, which is so hard to believe. You have confusion over guidelines and the second COVID shots when you have to get the two doses and people confused or not having another appointment. And that's disheartening, of course. And it depends from health department to health department of what's happening. And I said this in an earlier hour of the show, but West Virginia is crushing it. I mean, like 85% of the doses they had, boom, they're out. They get them, they get every dose out there. They are doing a great job. And why? It's because they're tying the small communities together through the smaller pharmacies and cutting through whatever normal red tape they would have to deal with. And people are finding it, getting there, and they're getting vaccinated, which is a great thing. And let's hope that more people in some of these areas where they have to coordinate it, because it is a logistical nightmare, especially in some of the bigger areas, they figure out ways to do that so that they cannot say that they have doses that they're worried are going to go bad, for one, or doses that they or not enough doses, and then once they get them, no real great plan to figure out how to disperse those doses. Because, you know, you look at the symptoms, and somebody said to me, what are the symptoms? We keep hearing the same things. Well, the symptoms are a lot of times fever and chills, that dry cough, the shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, fatigue. People always report this massive fatigue no matter how old they are, whether they're 13 years old or they're 85. And muscle, body aches, headaches are big, loss of taste and smell, sore throat, all of that plays into it. Getting sick, you know, throwing up, having that happen again and again and again. So the idea is to also watch for this, because if you're out there and you're on the front lines and you're out there working, even masking up, et cetera, you still have to be diligent about reading and seeing, you know, reading your body signs in case you think it just might be the flu, because sometimes that's what happens. So I'm just tired. It's just the flu. And then, of course, it's not. And it leads to that disaster. And by the way, the CDC requiring masks on airlines, we already know. Public transportation, that's the other big thing. Some are saying the best way, if you have to be indoors, is to double up on the mask because it just protects you a little bit more. Mic drop. No one can protect you from my mic drop. You don't want to miss it.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 4 5542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
So I want you to think about this for a second. Would you pay to go up to 58 miles an hour over 3,000 feet of track and hit a height of 130 feet and fly down the world's tallest, longest, and fastest single rail coaster in the world? Would you pay to do that? So this is what I consider to be a Jersey Devil of a sort, and it's called that. The Jersey Devil Coaster Track is, you know, ready to open in 2021. It is going to break all kinds of records. So my question of would you get on a ride willingly that goes 130 feet in the air, it goes 58 miles an hour, and it hurdles you over 3,000 feet of track. That is a mic drop, my friends. It is a mic drop. Exactly. Now just magnify those screams, you know, amplify those screams a little bit more, and you know exactly what you'd be getting. So to me, I mean, hey, bravo for Six Flags. There is this race to be the fastest, the baddest, the biggest, the best in that industry. When we're talking about roller coasters, there is a fascination people have with roller coasters. And when you can capture that thrill ride, that's when you really pull people in the door. You really do at some of these traditional parks. Not so much Disney, I wouldn't say. I mean, Disney has their own thing. Disneyland, Disney World, that's a whole theme. And yes, they have coasters and all that stuff, but it's different what they're doing. I'm saying a traditional park. And you look at the fastest roller coasters in the world, and there's one, because I love the whole roller coaster thing. Formula Rosa is at Ferrari World in Abu Dhabi. And it's incredible what happens at how fast that goes and what, you know, what people feel like when they get off of that thing. I mean, it is just insane how fast it is. And is it the fastest ever? For now it is, but it's not going to have the height that this other roller coaster has. And so I thought, because, you know, listen, we are in this whole pandemic thing, that I would just kind of paint that picture for you, what that would feel like. And this Ferrari World coaster has these incredible speeds. The max speed is 149 miles an hour. 149 miles an hour. So they got the top speed, period, ever. So that other coaster is not going to top that. It's just going to top the size of it. And the other coasters, the other roller coasters that are would be on a list of the fastest or the biggest or the, you know, whatever. I mean, you've got slow roller coasters, too. There's one in Japan that's the steepest coaster on the planet. It's an angled track. It plunges you a terrifying 121 floors down. But it's like slow. It's like that rat-a-tat-tat kind of coaster. You know, it's the Takabashiya is where it is. And it's just known to be slow. And I wanted to know, what is the most dangerous roller coaster? And, of course, the most dangerous roller coaster in America is where this Jersey Devil is going to be. Same park. Six Flags Great Adventure in Jackson, New Jersey. It's the King Dakka. And it is the tallest roller coaster right now. And it can launch the cars at 128 miles an hour in 3.5 seconds. Ugh. You know, is it worth it? Right? We're all on a roller coaster with our lives anyway. Scary, scary, scary. You know what's interesting about roller coasters? It's one of those things where I think if it's really going to be like this, the one that they're talking about, this Jersey Devil, you have to psych yourself up even if you like coasters. And then you get on the coaster and then poof, it's done, right? Like, how long is that ride? And once you get off, you're like, whew, man. It's just a very strange feeling, I think, when you get off of some of them, how that force hits you, and depending on how many loops it does and all that other kind of thing and how much track it has. So to me, that was our mic drop moment. I actually had another one that I thought was pretty scary to think about, and I wondered, you know, how much would I get into character if I was an actor? And Robin Wright Penn, who grew up in Dallas, you know, lives in L.A. as an actress. She was in The Princess Bride. Remember, she was the princess. And now older and has had many different roles. So she's in this film called Land. And she directs and she stars as this woman who retreats to this remote Wyoming cabin. Ooh, sounds like the pandemic. For 2 years. And she, you know, has to piece herself together after loss. But shooting in this kind of place was unique for her because she is this, she's portraying this woman who sticks it out in the wild. No car, no running water, no electricity, that whole thing. So to make it believable, she wanted to really dive into it. So she had to get schooled in shooting and chopping wood and fishing. And what would be her biggest challenge? She said her biggest challenge was being able to stomach skinning an animal. And she said, I eat meat. I just don't want to see that. She said, you don't think it's going to shock you? And it does. And I thought, you know what? Some of you listening, you completely get it. Because if you hunt at all, if you hunt deer, etc., you know exactly what you have to do. But that is really going into the role where you're not just chopping the wood and the fishing. I mean, you're doing the whole thing for her. And I don't know if the movie's any good, but she definitely went all in trying to figure out that role. And if you're gonna live off the land, and we know people live off the land, you're doing it all, right? Absolutely. One of the craziest things that happened just a handful of days ago is there's a highway called Highway 1 in California. Some of you are listening to me in California, and you completely know it, and others have been there. It's near Big Sur, and they had a landslide, and it just washed away this hunk of road in Monterey County. It's about 15 miles south of Big Sur. You see it on some of the commercials where they shoot in that area because it's beautiful. I mean, it just tumbled into the Pacific Ocean. It's the craziest thing. Whatever search engine you use, look up Big Sur, chunk of road, whatever, landslide. It is shocking. It'd be like if you were driving along and you're on this road and you're seeing these incredible views, and all of a sudden you look over and you stop just in time, and you look down and you're staring into a crater. It looks like the inside of a volcano, like cut out a side of the, like just cut out of the side of the mountain. It was wild. And because we live in the world of drones, even seeing the drone footage, and these are mudslides, and you don't realize how bad these mudslides are when they get this heavy rain. People complain about no rain in California, but then they get the rain, and the mudslides are sick, what they do to some of the roads. And this, I mean, it just took a toll out of it. Who knows how long it is to fix that? I mean, it's got to be closed to the public, and they're going to have alternate routes, of course, but it's such a main area, and it's one of those scenic drives. And because of the pandemic, I mean, this is like a getaway spot. People are jumping in cars and going down the coastline. Well, you won't be going down there, although I think some people are going to go see it when it first happens, right? Yeah. Nutty. Oh, Mother Nature, Mother Nature. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the other side.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has invited a group of 10 Senate Republicans to the White House to discuss their counterproposal to his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan. The group, led by Maine Senator Susan Collins, is proposing a $600 billion plan. Senator Rick Scott says the GOP's plan helps those hurting the most from the pandemic, but the Florida Republican tells Fox News that he believes the president's plan is just a payback to his more liberal supporters.
In the last 12 months, we've spent committed $4.5 trillion. We have no idea how much that money has not been spent. So let's help with the people who've lost their job. Let's help our small businesses get open. Let's make sure we get this vaccine out. But this radical left agenda that is not worrying about the fact that we have $27 trillion worth of debt. We're not living even close to within our means. I mean, this makes no sense. This is just a payback to the liberal left.
This is USA Radio News. It appears a compromise might be in the works on President Biden's COVID relief plan. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
President Biden said Friday that his $1.9 trillion relief package would pass with or without Republican support. Biden's top economic aide, Brian Deese, told CNN State of the Union,
"We're certainly open to input from anywhere where we can find a constructive idea to make this package as effective as possible. But the president is uncompromising when it comes to the speed that we need to act at."
Senator Bernie Sanders, incoming chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, tells ABC's that this week they will work with Republicans.
"If Republicans want to work with us, they have better ideas on how to address those crises, that's great."
Senator Bill Cassidy on Fox News Sunday says the president's administration did not reach out to the group of Sweet 16.
"But if you want unity, if you want bipartisanship, you ought to start with a group that's shown it's willing to work together for a common solution. They did not."
Cassidy is among 10 GOP senators who have released their trimmed-down plan and are calling for bipartisan negotiations.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
In this version of We Can Count, it's all about the numbers, and there's tons of numbers like 80 million people and winter storm warnings and watches, like millions of people surviving COVID-19, but the sense of smell and taste does not return. That's frightening. And Republican senators, a lot of them, sending Joe Biden, the president, a letter urging bipartisan COVID relief in this deal he's trying to push through, and the former president announcing new lawyers in his impeachment trial, a handful of those as well. Let's start first with the snow as we get here toward numbers and craziness and the insanity of what a snow day can be. I have not experienced that in a while. I've lived all over this great country. I love being an American, and I love that I have that incredible experience. So yes, I grew up with lots and lots of snow outside of the Philadelphia area, about 80 million people under those warnings, watches, and advisories, some of them where I grew up outside of Philly, in Philly, Baltimore, New York City, some of the biggest snowfall of the season, according to AccuWeather and anybody who knows how to read the tea leaves, or more importantly, the weather. And at least one state has declared a state of emergency. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy said the state would enter that state of emergency starting at 7 o'clock. They had to do that on Sunday because they know they're going to get pummeled. Snow accumulation, already 2 to 4 inches of snow. The snow is going to intensify. 95 will be a nightmare. If you go down that I-95 area, please be careful. I mean, you know what that's like. I know what that's like. I've crawled through that with both in snow, and I did it one time in a terrible, terrible flood. I don't know how I got through that. But anyway, it's about you and the snow. So the snow started before dawn in Washington. It made its way to the Northeast. If you were in the Midwest, too, they got slammed in Chicago. Oh, my gosh. The lake, you couldn't tell where the lake started and where the sides of the sidewalk was in some cases. It was crazy, crazy, crazy. So it's not quiet in some areas, although it is kind of that weird. You know how snow brings sort of that quiet in a way, although not in Chicago because they're having wind gusts of up to 30 miles an hour, lakeshore flood advisory, all that kind of stuff. And they're talking about a foot because it's not going to stop until Monday. It's pretty bad there right now. There's a winter storm warning for the Milwaukee area. Milwaukee was pounded with 10 inches of snow on Saturday night into Sunday. This snowstorm plus heavy snow that fell in that area Tuesday left snow depth totals above 15 inches in many areas. So it's pretty bad in a lot of places in the Midwest, a lot of places in the mid-Atlantic states. Get out your snow blowers. I mean, seriously, 80 million people in the path of some of this stuff. Needless to say, if there were any schools that were in session and they weren't doing remote learning, because, you know, that's kind of some places, yes, some places social distancing, just depends. All right, COVID-19, what so many people, I think, fear is, well, first of all, recovering, thank goodness, right? But what so many people fear is, what does it mean once you recover? And now the conversation is about these long haulers, that there's actually at Johns Hopkins a thing called COVID long haulers, because they're trying to figure out, people have different symptoms afterwards where they're still just exhausted and things happen. But the sense of smell and taste and whatnot, a lot of that does not come back for some. So there's going to be at least a million cases, there's your number, new cases of people in the U.S. with chronically diminished senses of smell or taste due to COVID 19. That's what some of the studies are showing. Up to 80% of the people who have had COVID-19 symptoms experience some of that, with a significant association between the two senses. Some just a reduced ability to smell or taste, some complete loss, and some distorted senses where taste and smells change or become unpleasant. There's even a word for it called parosmia. Ooh. So yet another thing to sadly look forward to for some, and seriously not looking forward to that. So there's in these studies, and they were done by, one of them was done by a professor at the Virginia Commonwealth University, and he's studying it, and he's seeing similar rates of patients reporting this dysfunction with smell as with taste. And, you know, it's just, you look at it, and you look at among the more than 2,500 COVID-19 patients at 18 European hospitals in this one study, more than 74% self-reported a distorted sense of smell and 46% a distorted sense of taste. So you get it. The numbers aren't great. Any of the numbers aren't great. I guess the good news on that side, though, is if more than half the patients with smell distortion saw their symptoms disappear within a month, that rises to 95% of patients by 6 months. For the remaining 5%, the future is kind of unclear. But it's good that it finally returns. It has to be nerve-wracking to figure out what's happened. Is this going to, you know, when is this going to change? Can you expect it to change? Yeah, not good. All right. Republican senators sent President Biden, if you haven't heard, a letter urging bipartisan cooperation for this whole COVID relief package. Biden offered up a $1.9 trillion, very similar to what the former President Trump had proposed. The key, one of the key things in this is the $1,400 in the stimulus check that somebody would get. So it was 10, that's your number, 10 Republican senators issued that open letter to him on Sunday asking for that because they think they can get bipartisan support in Congress. But what it means is some things would have to be rearranged it. In other words, the group is arguing that they share Biden's goal of providing additional assistance for small businesses, thank goodness, and for getting kids back to school, making sure the schools are safely open, that kind of stuff, making that a priority. But the whole thing is the price tag. That's part of it, right? Is what else is in it and the price tag. So, I mean, even some moderate Democrats like Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia has also advocated for more targeted aid to people, state and local governments, as well as small businesses. So really targeting it. We'll see what happens, if there's going to be gridlock or it's going to get through fast. Because the hope is that it will get through, you know, before April or May, since people desperately need it. All right, I said this is one of the big stories we'd be talking about, and all those stories are big stories, and this would be one of the stories that sort of cropped up because now we're getting closer to the impeachment hearings in the Senate. Former President Donald Trump announced on Sunday two new attorneys who are going to lead his impeachment defense team. Two is the number. This is just days before that trial set to begin, if you do the math, right? He's the first president to be impeached twice, we know that. The legal team would be led by David Schoen, who's a criminal defense attorney. He works in Alabama, New York, and Bruce Castor Jr., a former district attorney in Pennsylvania. So this is just days, and this is where the days part comes in. This is just days before filings are due in the trial, including an official response due on Tuesday to the article of impeachment passed by the House, charging the former president with inciting an insurrection at the Capitol. The trial begins the week of February 8th. So February 8th is when that kicks in. All right, this has to be the story that people are either chuckling about, furious about, if they're one of the hedge fund dudes. But it just figures that Robinhood, which is for customers that are everyday people that just want to play around the market for free, basically, you don't get charged, for millions of people who felt left behind by the financial system. That was the idea behind Robinhood, because they're turned away by the Wall Street financial institutions. So last week we saw something the stock market has never really experienced before. Short squeezes on a small number of stocks triggered these wild swings in prices, massive volatility that prompted clearinghouses to take a bunch of action to protect the works that handle the stock trading every single day. It's Robinhood. So they say, we seek to put our customers first. We stand by our community, being a responsible partner and being there for our customers through any trading environment, communicating about the rules, living up to the standard, and et cetera. But the massive transformation, I mean, we're witnessing a massive transformation taking place in financial markets driven by technology, finance, democracy, and the dynamics of the market. It is crazy. Now, some people are just saying, oh, I don't care about the market. But a lot of you do, because guess what? You have 401ks. And 401ks sometimes are the thing that you can rely upon. And frankly, quite often, when you retire and you get that money you deserve that was increased by whoever it was that you worked with, and then you get it dripped out to you how you need it. So you care about what's going on in the market, because that does affect your portfolio, whatever it is. So stay tuned for more on this, because this is just crazy insane to watch. I mean, we're talking about like a $5 billion plus drop with some of the hedge funds, because they got squeezed and they didn't like getting squeezed by the Robinhood people, the people that were using that platform. So new rules are changing. All kinds of crazy things are happening when it comes to that. So millions and billions. There's your real, real big, big numbers there. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, get out of your way and the human whisperer. I love this guy. We had such a great conversation. We're going to the UK to talk to Finlay MacArthur about his two books. Who doesn't need to get out of their own way? Like everyone in the government? Stay with us. Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Well, we're going to take you on a trip for some of you, because I know we have people listening in the UK, but we're going to a place just outside of London to have a conversation with Finlay MacArthur about two of his books, Get Out of Your Way and The Human Whisperer. And this is stuff. Stuff is a bad word, but it's really good info, I guess is a better way to say it. Somebody told me once, don't say stuff. What does stuff mean? Well, it's the good stuff. I'm just going to say that. It's the really good stuff that people need right now. And I think that really you need it always to move forward, to look at your life, and to take that breath. So, Finlay, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you very much.
Let's talk about just overall why you wrote both of these books, because they kind of gel together. Why'd you write them?
Well, I think, Kate, I can answer that in a way that when I was younger, I was always sort of questioning why things were happening, why we were doing things. And I think in my early 20s, I started breaking through this crust of humanity and what makes us a human. And I found by doing that, you know, that there was a big reluctance for people to move on in their lives, to find that change that they needed, and to break away from this fear and the comfort zones. And then I realized that people probably weren't taking responsibility for their own lives and for their freedom of thought. You know, people seem to think that they can't have this freedom of thought because, you know, we're brought up in a particular way, and to break out of that mold goes back to change, and we don't like change. So that also took me on to looking at other things like negative thinking that we seem to do as a race of people, and then we had the blame culture and this lack of self-awareness of what we can actually be capable of if we stood out of our comfort zones and move forward. So the books were based, the first book was based really on that and around this project and help I was doing with a woman's breast cancer charity, where I started writing some notes and some papers to help ladies post-treatment and their families. And I carried on writing and wrote some more notes and some more papers, which turned into a book. So the book was, the first book, Get Out of Your Way, was designed to get people to look at problem solving, you know, get to look at what happiness really is, possibilities, and then getting to know themselves. And then from that, I thought, well, if people get the hang of this and understand that, then what's next? I thought, well, once you've done that, you've really got to then engage with the environment. So then the human whisperer came along, where we start looking at environments. So we start understanding nature, the energy that's around us, what the meaning of life really is, or life of meaning, human being capabilities and our imaginations, because I think all these are important parts of breaking away from this need to better ourselves, you know, to find that happiness, to find that path that we should be walking on. So that's why the two books were written. I've got a third one in the pipeline, but that's still in project mode. But it's really helping people who are looking for those answers to find the answers that they're looking for. And both books are written in a way that they're easy to read. I wanted it to be that when the person's reading them, it's as if I'm sitting in front of them, chatting to them like a friend. So they're written in that sort of style, so they're not complicated. And I've had a 94-year-old man read it and a 12-year-old girl read them, and they both managed to get the concepts of both books. It goes across all age groups. So that's the basis of why I decided to write both books.
Let's just focus on the one book, Get Out of Your Way. I love that title, Get Out of Your Way. I mean, how often have many of you listening heard that expression about you're in your own way? So a brilliant title. When people read this, what can they expect to take away from reading this book?
It's taking responsibility, Kate. Basically, the book is designed to get people to realize what self-sabotage is, why we do the things that we do, why we say no to the things that we should be saying yes to. It's giving them that problem-solving capabilities and takes them towards what's possible rather than what's not possible. So if people could take something from it right now, right this minute, it'd be taking responsibility. Because if you take responsibility for your life and you're not waiting for others, or waiting to be told what to do and how to do it, then that gives you that freedom of thought. Because you start taking responsibility, you start realizing what you're doing, it brings that self-awareness. And if you can create that self-awareness, you're going to create that old thinking style and that can-do attitude. So right now, I think people really need to start sitting down, taking responsibility, and building that self-awareness, which will take them onto that clearer thought, and that can-do attitude.
Okay, so now we move on to, you know, specifically the human whisperer. When we look at the human whisperer, what are some of the main takeaways, I guess, for anybody who reads this book as compared to Get Out of Your Way?
The main parts of the human whisperer leading on will be once people can start taking responsibility and see themselves for what they are and give themselves back that freedom of thought, is then to understand where we are, as in where we are in nature, where we are in our environments. And I don't mean environments in the home or working space, but it's everything around us. And the Human Whisperer was developed to try and bring that awareness, to make people realize that connecting with nature is a sure way of connecting to that higher source, that higher thinking, because I think loads of us don't know how to do that higher thinking. And again, brings that clarity of thought, because if we're connecting to the something that controls us, that gives us everything that we need, I think is quite important. And so many people miss that. So Human Whisperer is about understanding nature, the energy that surrounds us and gives us, you know, these positive or negative outlooks in life. It looks at what being a human being is compared to, you know, your humble animal, the cow or the sheep, whatever. What makes us different? Because I think, again, that's important. And then it gives us the capabilities, and also gets us to look at our imaginations, because without our imaginations, we're nothing. If you look back through history, especially when people didn't have computers and all this type of thing, they used their imaginations to come up with all the inventions that we're using now. And I think that's got lost in time. So the Human Whisperer really is to get people to become then aware of their environment, the natural world around them, and also an understanding of the natural world, of what we're doing to it. Because if we keep treating it the way that we are now, well, there's two things are going to happen. We're either going to be or cause our own demise, or nature's going to take back control, which won't be pretty. So I think it's our responsibility now, and for future generations and our children coming through, that we really do need to start taking note of what nature's doing, what we're doing to nature.
How gratifying was it for you to write both of these books, and now you have this third in the pipeline? What does it feel like when you're through with them, and, you know, then you see them and you've got this product in your hand, or you have it digitally? Speaking of what we're doing digitally, because we get it in all forms. So once that happens, what's that like for you?
It's a feeling of, I have to say, it's a feeling of empowerment, because what's I'm producing, I'm hoping people will be reading, which will make people's lives change. You know, it'll hopefully change their lives. For me personally, it was a great satisfaction in actually putting what I've been thinking about and feeling for many, many years on paper. Because let's face it, one of the great ways to help ourselves is often to write things down, because it gets you out of your head, puts it on paper, then you can deal with it. And for me personally, it brought to light a lot of things that I thought needed changing, not only for me, but, you know, for the general populace. But it's just a great sense of achievement, and knowing that hopefully when people read the books, it's going to help change their life or their perception of their lives.
Yeah, and that's a good feeling, isn't it, that people can read what you've written and delved into and apply to their life, and just that one piece of information can really be a game changer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So both books are tremendous. Get out of your way. And The Human Whisperer, I really advise, pick them up, and you will see what it can do for your life. Because I think a lot of us are certainly struggling, and that idea of to start taking responsibility you can do right now. Finley MacArthur, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. No, thank you. Thank you again for the invite.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.